So much appreciate each of you being with us as we come to this, the next to last service in this gospel meeting. I appreciate the interest that has been shown by everyone being here, and we're thankful that you've come again tonight. Now, we can left that snow behind, but it's a little bit cool out there, but we're thankful that the roads are passable and we're able to assemble as we are tonight. It's good to have visitors with us, Brother David Flatt and Brother Jonathan Chaffin's family. Now, they've been trying to load a truck to move to Jasper tomorrow, and if all of them just start collectively starting snoring, everyone, they got to poke them a little bit to get them back away. But we're thankful that they've been here every service of this gospel meeting, and it's been a boost to all of us to have you, and we hope you know that. Tonight, as we look at this lesson tonight, what I want to raise a question with you, who are we? You know, I go around the country and see the signs that are put in front of the church buildings from time to time, and sometimes you'll see Christians meet here, and sometimes you'll see something else that might be listed on a sign, and most of the time it has something to do with the Church of Christ on it. I'm not so much talking about what is on the sign as I am trying to get the attitudes that are back behind what's going on in looking at who we are. Especially among the institutional churches of Christ, there is a significant identity crisis that is occurring about who they are. Some of them are beginning to question, do I have to be baptized in order to be saved? And can we use mechanical instruments and music in our worship? The largest church in Texas recently announced that it was going to use mechanical instruments and music in their worship. And some of them protested enough that they divided that up for the traditional worship. If you don't want to use mechanical instruments, we'll have a service for you, but we're going to have another service over here that uses them. And then there's this discussion that is going on about whether or not we can, what role can we give to women in the public worship services. Some are ready to have a woman invited to preach or to serve as a deacon or an elder or to serve the communion or to lead singing. And they're questioning one another about that. The question is that is asked, are we a denomination like all the other churches in America are? And one group says the Church of Christ is the denomination that says it's not a denomination. One of the things that stood out to me in an article that recently appeared in the Christian Chronicle for March 2018, where they were talking about, have we lost our identity? This person wrote an article that says, our focal point is now Jesus Christ, which it should have been all along. So why am I trying to convert my Baptist friend? Now let that sink in, what was said there, that we're beginning to recognize that we are a denomination not any different from a Baptist church or a Methodist church or an Episcopalian church. And so the question is, as I see it, is some of us have lost our way. We don't know which direction we're going, who we are, or what it ought to be. Max Lucado preached that a person could be saved by faith alone without being baptized. And we've talked about the other things that have happened as well. But it seems that where we are right now is that we are in the midst of an identity crisis trying to figure out just who we are. In the method of the study that we're going to look at tonight, we're going to look at the scriptures and let them define for us who we are. When you look at the chronology of the New Testament, Jesus was born about 4 B.C. during the reign of Herod the Great. He reigned from 37 to 4 B.C., and he was the ruler when Jesus was born. And so the dating of Jesus would probably be from about 6 to 4 B.C. down to 28 to 30 A.D. in that time frame. And the book of 1 and 2 Thessalonians that we're going to look at tonight was written 52 to 53 A.D. And the two books are written about 3 months apart. And what you have in this, you have the earliest works that are being written in the New Testament by New Testament Christians. The only book that is thought to be earlier than 1 and 2 Thessalonians is the book of James. And it was just a couple of years earlier. But by looking at the books of 1 and 2 Thessalonians, we're about 20 years from the time Jesus was on earth. And we can look at those people and read what was written to them by an apostle of Jesus Christ and learn what did they think of themselves. Who are we? Was a question that they would have had to face even in their own time. Are we another group just like the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Essenes and the Herodians? Are now we just another Jewish group? Call them Christians. But are we just another sect of the Jews? And what we're going to look at as we walk through 1 and 2 Thessalonians is to let the text itself define what those first century Christians thought they were. And the transition is, I think I'm a member of the same body that they were, and if that